Welcome to a very special boundary analysis episode of the MoCo Show. This isn't going to be what you're used to with the openings and closings. We actually have our real estate expert, Narit Coombe, here with us. Narit, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well as well. And we're actually going to be talking a little bit about what's been one of the hottest topics in Montgomery County, the boundary analysis and kind of how there's two sides to it, and then there's people that are kind of in between. And I'm gonna kind of go over what I saw and heard at the boundary analysis meeting at White Oak Middle School, and you're gonna kind of let us know, you know, your thoughts on it from a real estate perspective.
All right, let's start the fire. That's a good one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's definitely a hot topic, and there's two very big Facebook groups that have come because of this. One is MD Neighbors for Local Schools Without Redistricting, and that has 5,700 people in that group right now.
Amazing.
And you're a part of that group, right?
Yeah, I'm part of both, actually.
I'm a part of both as well. I see what's going on both sides, and the other side is called MCPS Boundary Analysis, Let's Talk Facts. And that one was started kind of as a response to the first one. And that's up to 1,300 now. You know, for a while they only had a couple hundred, but that one's grown. And I think the first one's private and the second one's public, where kind of anyone can join and not many people are kicked out or anything like that. But it's almost become, you know, like a hey, which group are you in type of thing, you know, with everyone that's talking. But before we get into what I saw and heard at the meeting, I want to ask you a question. Would changing boundaries have an effect when it comes to real estate? You know, we hear the term property value all the time. Would changing what school cluster a home is a part of, what kind of effect could that have on a home's value?
Okay, well, let's go straight to the most firing question, right?
Of course, yeah.
All right, well, so here's the thing. There are facts and there's people perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. So when we look at the facts and past redistricting, then definitely there were changes in the value of the property. There's no doubt about it. It's a fact. And when you look at even different neighborhoods, so for example, look at King Farm. They didn't change the district, but they had half of King Farm neighborhood going to one school district and the other half going to another school district.
Now, with the one house that's on this side of the street that goes to high school A, is that going to have a different cost than height?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
the thing.
And what's the approximate and difference?
They're built in the same year, same builders, same location, same everything. And
what kind of price
difference
do you see?
Will be the school district. And the price difference could be $100,000, $50,000, depending on the property. Sometimes more if it's a townhouse, condos, whatever. This also, literally, as a realtor, I have clients who would say, oh, no, I'm not on this side of the street. I want to be on this side of the street because of the school district. The same
what
thing
school
you
districts
have,
are at King Farm right now? One's Richard Montgomery.
Right.
The other one is?
Is the
Gettysburg? Is it Gettysburg High School? Rockville High School. Gotcha.
The other issue you would have is the same thing happens in the 80s when you looked at the community by Potomac off Seven Locks Road.
Was it Walter Johnson?
No. So there were Churchill.
Uh-huh.
And they moved to Richard Montgomery. It was redistricting.
Gotcha. I remember that. Yeah.
So prices went down tremendously. And the thing is, forget about the price. So I saw in the other group that is pro, they were saying, well, you know, this properties, I bought the house there for $200,000 and now they're selling for $600,000. That is true. But so prices in Montgomery County
so obviously
everywhere
there's inflation,
went up.
Right?
There is inflation. Like prices will, okay. Going up regardless. But in the same zip code, same neighborhood, across the street, they're going to Churchill, they're selling for $800,000
gotcha.
For the same kind of a house. So there is a definitely swing. Another example I will give you is in Kensington. So you'll have houses one street down go to Albert Einstein, some houses going to Walter Johnson.
And some BCC, right?
BCC. The difference is huge. It's about $200,000 in the difference in the price. So to answer your question, absolutely. It's people who would be willing to, clients be willing to pay more because of a school district, and it's a fact.
So what do you say to someone that says, you know, because you said the word yourself, when you pay for a school district, our school district is MCPS. the school cluster is, you know, different. Mm-hmm. There's the Einstein cluster, the Walter Johnson cluster, the BCC cluster for the last example you used. So, because a lot of times people say, well, okay, you're saying you're paying for a district. Well, the district's MCPS and you're still getting it. You know, you're not getting MCPS. So what do you say to someone who says that, you know, when, because it is still MCPS. It's not like they're getting a different form of education. The teachers are still, have the same certifications, mm-hmm. and you know, some are more experienced, some are less. There's no, so does the school, you know, aside from actual, from, you know, ratings that websites make, what's the difference between these schools? Because as a teacher, whether I taught at the school I'm at now, North Bethesda Middle School, or when I taught at Roberto Clemente Middle School in Germantown, I was the same teacher. It's absolutely not like I got better when I went to one school or I was worse when I got. So technically, wouldn't the education still be the same?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I hope so. Yeah. But I tell you, as a realtor, I'm not allowed to actually talk to clients and tell them go to this school district versus that school district.
Yeah.
Montgomery County, in general, we're known to have great schools in Montgomery County. That's why people come to Montgomery County. And as a realtor, I'm really not even at liberty to talk about schools. So, but I do point them to website. But I tell you that what clients tell me all the time, and clients will tell me, no, I will not be on that street in Kensington because it goes to that school district.
And look, look at different schools for different reasons. Some people might want to move because the football team is better at one school.
Absolutely.
Another person values higher test scores. You know, another person might value more diversity. It really depends on what you're looking for. So sometimes, you know, a school that may be good for family A may not be the best school for family B.
So that's the whole idea. The whole idea is that we, the people who live in this county, have the right to choose and pick the housing that goes to school district that we feel, a school cluster, that we feel that works for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some programs are better for this child versus another child. And I think the big issue right here and the big anger that you see everywhere is that people feel that choice is being taken away from them.
Gotcha.
And almost in a way that in a blinded way without telling them or sharing all the information. That's what I hear from everybody. They're very, very angry. So I agree with you. People choose whatever school they want. But once you choose, and if you paid extra $200,000 to be in this school cluster, mm-hmm. you'll be very angry if they change your kids to another one because you specifically picked that school cluster, and that's another issue.
Gotcha. And if you're kind of fast forwarding at any point, we are joined by Nurit Coombe. She's the MoCo Show's real estate expert. Not only that, but you're the number one REMAX realtor in Maryland. Number one in the Mid-Atlantic.
Thank God, yes.
And I think, what, there's a nine in the United States? Number nine in the United States?
It's five, thank
five
God.
Now. Oh, well, things have changed. We're now number five in the United States. So this isn't just, you know, somebody that passed the test and you've sold a couple houses. You know, you know what you're talking about. And that's why you're our real estate expert here on the MoCo Show.
Thank you. We touch a lot of people in Montgomery County, pretty much. We sell mostly in Montgomery County. We sold over $200 million in Montgomery County just this year. So I touch a lot of clients, I see a lot of clients, and yeah, we get it every day.
Okay, so I'm gonna read to you a couple of the frequently asked questions and the responses that were provided by WXY, which is the company that that is kind of doing this study. And I want you to just kind of tell me your thought on the answer that they got here.
Sure.
Question number one: what is the purpose of this study? I'll tell you one thing that they said, and this is kind of like
they is
what
who?
They. WXY, the company that's doing this study. They said, we'll tell you what the purpose is not. They said the purpose of this study is not to redraw school or cluster boundaries. Now, what do you have to say about that?
Well, so when you look at the original RFP they gave them,
mm-hmm.
it was to actually give a boundary study. What is boundary study if it's not to redraw boundary potentially?
Yeah. Now, what about like, so, you know, there's going to be some new high schools. Woodward High School is coming right by WJ, where Tilden is currently. And then Crown High School is coming into the Crown area. And I think Woodward's going to draw potentially from Wheaton, Northwood, and WJ. And Crown is potentially going to draw from Quince Orchard, Wooten, Richard Montgomery, and Northwest High Schools. So in that sense, they're going to have to take some, you know, some neighborhoods away.
Absolutely, they should.
And but how's that going to, you know, how are they going to choose? Or what do you think, you know, if let's say they say, all right, well, this neighborhood's going to this school. And the property value drops for one reason or another. Is their argument not as good as, you know, the argument of another neighborhood? How are they going to choose that neighborhood whose property value may or may not drop to put them in that school? And how are we going to say, okay, we don't have to put you into this one, but you all, you have to go. How do you pick and choose a neighborhood?
It's a tough one. So they do have to do the study to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And yes, when you add a school, it's actually a good thing. We're adding a brand new school to a community, and there's going to be kids that's going to be close by that should be moving to that school as well. And that's it's good for the whole community, for the whole county. The issue would be is how they're going to make those decisions, and also are they really taking into account all the building that's going to be coming up? So one of the things that I see my clients are very angry, and I see in this in the Facebook pages as well, and I myself kind of wonder, is they did a moratorium, for example, for Silver Spring and the whole WJ High School. Mm-hmm. So you know that WJ High School is going to be Walter Johnson, is going to be one of the split that's going to be with the new high school.
For Woodward, yeah.
Right. But they put a moratorium on building new housing in the whole area. So when they do their supposedly analysis, they're looking at housing that are approved to be coming to the county. And that's how they're going to count how many potential future kids going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But all this future developments that we know going to happen, like White Flint, for mm-hmm. example, it's going to be 5,000 homes, and in Strathmore, and there's thousands of homes that are adding to this mix in our area, may not be counted in this in this boundary study. And that's a really disturbing thing, because now you're going to move kids, well, maybe Albert Einstein, to fill up that school. And then 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years from now, you're going to find yourself again with overcrowding, because we are overbuilding.
Yeah, and that's why I think personally, I think that if they're going to study things, they got to relook at it every couple of years, because we need to keep it from happening. You know, like, we can't just out of nowhere say, hey, this is what's going to happen
again.
And
you can't just put the moratorium and say, I'm not going to count whatever that we know is going to come in the books because it's not been approved.
Yeah.
No, you should look at all this future. We know they're going to come. We know we're going to have all this housing coming.
Yeah. Well, we have – so I'm gonna throw in this question too, because we're running short on time, because I want you to be able to add anything you want at the end. But the last thing I want to mention is, how is this process related to the recent Clarksburg-Seneca Valley boundary change? And WXY actually said that this process is actually not connected at all to that, because they had nothing to do with that one. That boundary change was made by MCPS. So that's what a lot of people are upset about, the Clarksburg situation.
Right.
And how some of the kids that were in middle schools there got moved down to Neillsville, and then eventually will be going to Seneca Valley. But WXY kind of tried to make it clear that they were not a part of that. This study is for what's going on now. They had nothing to do with that other one. So, I mean, what do you say to the folks that were affected by the Clarksburg change? Because that change has already been made.
Right.
So is there going back on that? Or
So in Clarksburg, here's what happens. People get very, very, very upset right now, and they have the right to be. Because in Clarksburg, the way it was done, it wasn't done right. It wasn't full transparency. And there's a lot of questions about how they did it, and there's a lot of anger. And now, of course, WXY has nothing to do with Clarksburg, because these are private company. They're doing a private research. But who hired them has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, the Board of Education.
Exactly. Right, yeah. So the Board of Education hired them, and they are also supplying them with the data.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also saying that they're not looking at boundary study, whatever. They're not going to bus kids, for example. They're saying that. But they're not saying they're not going to bus, add more kids to be busing. They're saying they're not going to bus kids across the county.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different saying. So, yeah, they're probably not going to bus the kids from Silver Spring to Clarksburg.
Yeah, well, definitely not. Yeah.
They're saying we're not going to bus kids across the country. But that's not the issue. The issue is actually taking kids from Silver Spring to Bethesda, or, you know what I mean, or vice versa. That's what people are worried about. And yes, busing is an issue. And you know, one of my friend that I know in our community, his son just got hit by by somebody coming to a school bus.
Yeah.
Is in a hospital in critical condition still. Yeah, and that will happen on Friday. It's a very, very sad situation. Yeah. So this busing of kids is a big issue. Changing school district is a big issue. You're dealing with the kids, and there's nothing more important than that.
Yeah. And the three lenses that they're going to be using, the one thing I wanted to touch on is utilization, diversity, and proximity. And what they said is, WXY said, we will examine and analyze all three of these lenses equally and will not prioritize one over the other. And that was their words of those three lenses, utilization, diversity, and proximity. And I know sometimes depending on the order that they're seen in, people think that's the order that they're going to do. But WXY said, you know, for different reasons, sometimes we do it alphabetically. Sometimes we do it, you know, we just write them down in different ways. So they said they're going to look at all those equally.
So I think what happened is, really, Clarksburg thing happened, mm-hmm. and everybody got really upset, and everybody got smarter. And now they are really, really looking into what the Board of Education is doing for Montgomery County. It also happened in Howard County. So now you have these two...
Big uproar over there.
Yes, big uproar, right? So now you have, they did it in Howard, they did it in Clarksburg, they're going to do it for us too. So now people are a little more smart, a little more on top of their thing, the game, and they started making a lot of noise, rightfully. When you look at when it's originally started, the Board of Education went to the original FAA document and changed that diversity will be the number one most important, more than geographic area. So when people start screaming about that, they said, hey, I want my kids to be walking, to be within the neighborhood with their friends, which is very important for socially for the kids to be there, and safety and everything else. Then, and all this noise is happening and potential threat for a lawsuit, then WXY and Board of Education saying, well, we're not saying busing, and well, we're not saying diversity is the only thing or most important. But there was an RFP, and in the RFP, there is a document. It says exactly what they said, which is diversity is up there. Boundary is up there in this document. And they're claiming that they changed it. If the Board of Education changed the focus with WXY, they should show us the people. And that's what I saw in all the Facebook. Show what is the change? What is the new focus? Because if they made those changes, that's great. Good for you. Wonderful. Show the people, because people are very, very angry.
So transparency is what you're looking for. A little more from the Board of Education. Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add on this topic as we wrap up the boundary analysis discussion?
Yeah, so there's all this, again, I don't know what's true, what's not true, because I'm reading on both sides of the groups, and so there's discussion about the Ever Farms.
Farms is free and reduced meals, and Ever Farms is if you've ever been a part of that program, for anyone listening that isn't familiar.
Right, so one of the groups saying that, well, Montgomery County, to skew the numbers, because they're giving WXY the numbers, so when you give somebody the numbers, this is the numbers they're going to deal with, and you can get the results you want. It depends on what numbers you're going to give them. Mm-hmm. So the question is, are they giving them all the development houses they're going to be to actually really run? How many potential kids are going to come to a school district? That's one question. The Ever Farms is another question, because they're saying, well, they're not looking at free and reduced meals kids for the year. They're looking for any kid that ever was on a farm, ever was on the free and reduced meal. They're going to count him as a free and reduced meal kid. So now the numbers are much higher. So in some schools, they can show a farm a much higher percentage versus what actually is.
So your fear is that it would be inaccurate.
Yes.
Okay.
And my fear, most people fear, I don't know. This is what I'm reading, so I'm kind of giving you the data. So I think transparency is a huge issue. WXY to come up and see exactly what have they given, and look at the data. Are you giving them data? This is our data, our kids, our schools, our numbers. I'd like to see the data. I'd like to see what they're giving them in terms of future developments and how many housing and how many kids are going to be out there. I'd like to see the Ever Farms numbers. I'd like to see that. I think this will help a lot, because at the end of the day, they want to do good for our kids. We have great schools in Montgomery County, no doubts. Mm-hmm. We can mess it up. We really can. And we don't want to. It's really important that we, the people who voted for this Board of Education, will not mess up what we have. Actually make it better. And the money that they're going to spend on this $500,000 on this study, which, by the way, Montgomery County just came that we are in very much debt right now, or the financing, right? Yeah. The financing, the $100 million something under finance or whatever something, the numbers are not doing good. So with all that, we're going to make sure that we'd like to know to see that the money goes to help the teachers to have better education, to help the schools that need money. I would say one last thing. I went, we did some little donation or nice donation to a school district. I'm not going to mention the school, to a school in Up County. Mm-hmm. And we came there and we gave them the money and they thought we were angels. And they were so sweet to us and so nice. And what I've learned, actually the money we get, they don't have enough funding. And it's in Montgomery County schools. They don't have enough funding to have enough pencils and papers and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, the minimal stuff. Yeah. I was amazed. I think money should go to the school that is needed, and we should support them, give them better schools, better program. One more thing is all the unique classes that we have, the IB programs and all those. Mm-hmm. I think the magnet programs are great. They're doing really, really good. And parents who want to bus the kids to magnet programs, why not? Let's bring more of those.
Gotcha. And well, thank you so much for joining us. In the future, we're gonna continue with these special boundary episodes. You know, as long as this remains a hot topic, we're probably going to be joined by a representative from each of these different Facebook groups and maybe even a Board of Education member. And Nareet, maybe you could join us too. And we'll have kind of like a roundtable discussion rather than, I don't want a debate. You know, I don't want people to try to prove each other wrong and try to get the most likes on social media, because that's kind of what it's becoming. I'm not looking for, you know, likes, but maybe talk a little bit so that every side could kind of see each other's points. And then maybe the MoCo show will be how a solution is found. But I appreciate you so much.
I do want to say that, yeah. Because it's becoming very ugly in some places. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. It's so important. We're all going to actually put our heads together and do the best we can for our schools, for the county wide.
And for the kids.
You know, for the kids.
For the
absolutely.
Kids. And I think that's the most important thing. What people don't, you know, ultimately, it's all for the kids. That's what schools are for. The schools aren't for the parents. The schools are for the kids, right? And so we got to figure out what's best for the kids. We got to figure out what's best for everyone involved, because you know there's a lot of stuff that goes into this. There's
a lot.
There's parents, teachers, you know, kids. Everyone's affected by this. Mm-hmm. So we got to figure out the best way to do it. But you know, a good start here, talking a little bit about it from the real estate perspective, and hopefully, Nareet, you join us for that roundtable discussion. If I can find some representatives that are willing to come in here and kind of be willing to listen as well as make some points.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be happy to. And transparency, and let's just do best we can for our kids.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.